You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be cool. Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and good evening, New York City. This show is going to be aired in the Tampa Bay area on Tan Talk and also in New York City. So I just want to welcome everybody. My name is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. And I am a high school French teacher. I'm a grandmother. And I'm trying to reach you guys. I am trying to send some encouragement and light into your darkness. So hopefully something I say will lift your spirit up. Depression's number one with adults, and we have drugs, we got suicide, we've got so many problems. And the answer to our problems is written in the Bible. And we talked about, yesterday we talked about the promises in the Bible. We have about 4,750 promises that God gives us. The Bible is our road map to life. It's God's Word. And God's Word is a solid foundation for your life. So if the storms are blowing out there, I've got some good news for you. Jesus said, when the storms of life are blowing up against your house, if your house is founded on the Word of God, your house is not going to fall. If your house is founded on the sand, that is a horrible foundation and you're coming down. These shows that I've been doing for about 15 years is to help you have a slight teaching, just very minimal teaching of the Word of God. This is just beginning teachings. But if I can help you have a solid foundation and put some scriptures in you and enlighten you, then when the storms are blowing, and trust me, they will blow, then possibly you won't start running to drugs and or any other vice, but that you'll turn to God and turn to His scriptures. And we're going to talk about discouragement today. We're going to talk about courage and discouragement and all the things that come to steal our joy away. Now, God is light and God is love. And God wants us to be filled with His light and His love. And that is a battle. It's a battle because there's a lot of darkness out there. What is light? Light is the natural agent that stimulates sight and makes things visible. If you're in the darkness, then you are not able to see. God has to give you the light. The light is the revelation of God's Word. A synonym would be illumination, brightness, shining, gleaming, glee, brilliance, radiance, luster, glowing, blaze, glare, dazzle. Okay, the opposite of light is darkness. Darkness has a tendency, when you're in the darkness and you're struggling with the darkness, darkness is negativity, and it's the absence of light, so you can't see where you're going. Darkness means a partial or absence of light. A blackness, a gloom, gloominess, dullness, murkiness, a shadow, a shade, gloaming, and it just goes on and on. Darkness can also mean wickedness or evil, the forces of darkness. We are in the kingdom of light. When you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness into this light. But it's a daily battle because there's a lot of negative darkness out there that's trying to put your candle out. And your spirit is the candle of the Lord. And you can be as bright as you want to be. It's according to how much light you have and how much you want to shine. God's not going to make you shine. You have to put effort into this and you have to put your attention here. You have to focus. And when you get sick and tired of the darkness, that's when you appreciate the light. Now, the wickedness and the darkness is evil, wickedness, corruption, sin, sinfulness, iniquity, immorality, the devil, hell, the forces of darkness. All of us are battling this. We all sin. Jesus said, we've all We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We try not to sin, and we ask God to forgive us and cleanse us on a daily basis, just like you brush your teeth every day. Now, the opposite of evil is good, but this darkness causes unhappiness, distress, gloom. All that goes with the darkness. It's a lack of spiritual or intellectual enlightenment. It's ignorance. When you're ignorant of God's word, you are going to be very unhappy. You're going to be very stressed out, and you're going to have a very gloomy life. Now, you can have fun for a while. Those drugs might lift you up for a while, but they're going to bring you down, and it's going to trap you, and you're going to go into bondage. Because the more you go out into the darkness and the evil, it traps you. It's a trap. So this show, I'm trying to do like a mini teaching here, and I do it every week on how to enlighten you and to come into God's love so that you can reach your full potential. God created you. You came from God, and you will go back to God, and you will either live eternally with Him if you've accepted Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth 2,000 years ago as the Messiah and proved Himself to be God. And He's coming back again. But if you accept Him, He's the spotless Lamb that cleanses all your sins. His blood causes us to be the righteousness of God in Christ. You can try to be righteous and try and try and try, but your righteousness is filthy rags. The only way to be righteous is through the blood of Jesus. He takes our sin. Is that good news? You don't have to have any sin. Jesus cleanses us and changes us. He's molding us into the image of Christ. And it can be painful sometimes. You just have to forgive and let it go. Now, God is love, and God is light, and He has no darkness in Him. What is love? Love is a deep affection, a fondness, a tenderness, a warmth, an intimacy, an attachment, an endearment. The opposite of love is hatred. Now, it also could mean best wishes, regards, greetings, kindness, felicitation, regards, salutation, compliments, best, respects. Now, we are loved by God, and God loves us. I'm trying to be your cheerleader. I am a teacher, but I want to cheer you on. And if you're lonely out there, God can bring you into the body of Christ and you get involved in a really good church where you feel the love you need. Maybe your family members don't show you the love. Maybe they don't compliment you. And you don't have to be all alone, because God has His people, and God has people that will love you. If you're not surrounded with people that really genuinely love you, then you need to pray, because God's got people that will adore you, compliment you, love you, and be faithful to you. If your family members are mean and critical and say mean things and don't encourage you, don't worry about it. Forgive them. Just forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. A lot of people are in the darkness. And God will bring you into a group of people that love you and will cheer you on. We need to be in a body of Christ. Now, another form of love is a person or thing that one loves. It's like beloved, loved one, love of one's life, dear, dearest, darling, sweetheart, honey, angel. Now, the number one commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We're supposed to be putting all of our affections on the Lord, all of our heart. When God has your whole heart, then the second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, is a lot easier. But when God doesn't have your whole heart, then you're going to get in all kind of trouble. Like if your heart is lusting after material things, God will let you go down that road, but you're going to find out that those material things do not satisfy you. You can crave money, and you can have all this money in your bank account, and you can be absolutely miserable because money doesn't satisfy you. The only thing that's going to satisfy you is God's love. And God's love and His Holy Spirit want to fill you today. God wants to fill you with encouragement today. I want to encourage you. I don't know how to express love through this microphone. And I'm a teacher, so it's just going to come out sounding like a teacher. But we all need love. We need God, and we need love. And God wants to fill us today with His Holy Spirit. Now, is it easy to stay in this realm? No, it's not. Because a lot of people out there are mean. There's not a lot of love. There's not a lot of light. And a lot of people shining God's light. And it's up to us to share the light. It's up to us to shine the light. Now, God has us on this journey. And He's given us all these promises on the journey of life. One of the nice promises that I said yesterday, He's given us all these precious promises in the scriptures so that we can escape the corruption in the world. The more you get the word in you, the more faith you're going to have. Faith takes the cake. Faith is going to be the substance. It's the substance of things hoped for. When you're walking by faith, you're taking your healing, you're taking your miracles, you're taking your dreams to come true when you're full of faith. Now, when you're not full of faith, you don't receive anything. When you're doubting is going to block your answers. You have to believe. You have to just keep believing no matter what happens, okay? And not doubt. What is the definition of doubt? Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty or a lack of conviction. It's unsureness, indecision. Have you ever been indecisive? Well, I have just about every day. I'm constantly praying, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I'm all over the state and I have grandchildren everywhere and I never know exactly what God wants me to do. So I deal with this too, indecision, hesitancy. This is all under doubt. Doubt means suspicion, confusion, question mark, questions, hesitation, uncertainty, insecurity. Now, I've had a lot of insecurities. I am doing radio shows on Wall Street, and I am a high school French teacher. This causes a lot of insecurity because this isn't the way I was trained, but I've stepped out in faith, and I'm trying to get rid of my doubts and encourage you because I feel like this is a bigger way to encourage you than being in a classroom. I love being in a classroom with little children. I love it, and I love teaching, but I feel like this is more beneficial because I'm reaching more people. I think there's 17 million listeners in New York. And hopefully God's word, when I'm speaking God's word, it's not like man's word because God's word has power in it. And God's word says that His word never goes out void, but it always accomplishes what He wants it to do. So when I speak God's word, it says it goes down into our bone marrow. It's so powerful. It's not like speaking my word. So when I'm speaking God's word into your darkness, I'm trying to get in there and put the light on in there and turn the light on. We got to get rid of this doubt. Doubt is indecision, disbelief. You question the truth. Okay, it's a feeling uncertain, to be afraid, confused, uneasy, apprehension, skepticism, questioning. It's the opposite of confidence. Where do we get the confidence? It comes from trust, trusting in God's word. This doubt always causes an uneasiness. You want to know where your anxiety is coming from? It's coming from doubt. It's causing discontentment, mental discomfort, embarrassment, cause you to be nervous. All your anxiety is coming from doubt, so we got to get rid of the doubt. Now, how do you get rid of the doubt? Well, you just have to make a mental decision that you have to make up your mind, I'm going to believe God's word. Now, we talked about in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, how we talked about the Israelites. God had a plan for them. They were in slavery in Egypt for 400 years, and they were moaning and groaning, and they were under Pharaoh, and they wanted to be delivered, and God sent them a deliverer, Moses, and Moses was to take the people from Egypt into the promised land. And the promised land was flowing with milk and honey. I call it the dessert. And dessert, spelled backwards, is stressed. And they had to go from Egypt into the promised land through the desert. And the desert is a dry, scorchy place. And it was only a four-day journey, but they got stuck out there for 40 years because they were grumbling and complaining. They didn't believe God. They doubted, and they didn't have the faith. And so we can all get stuck in the desert. We can get stuck for 40 years full of anxiety because we are not trusting God. We are not believing God. And when they went into the promised land, they sent 12 spies in there. Now, God had already told them the land was theirs, okay? But they didn't believe the Lord, because when they went in there, they saw the sons of Nephilim. It says in verse 33, and it says that we became like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and so we were in their sight. When they saw the giants, they said to themselves, I'm paraphrasing this, they said, oh my gosh, we'll never take this land. This land is fortified. There's giants in here. We can't do it. Now, do you do that? I do that all the time. I can't do it. I'll never make it over this mountain. And that's when we discourage ourselves. And when they did this, they felt like they were grasshoppers in their own eyes. And that's what they were. Because the Bible says, as you think in your heart, so are you. If you think you can't do it, guess what? You're not going to be able to do it. You can live your dreams. You can live your dreams. But you have to believe, and you have to trust the Lord and believe God's promises, and have faith. Have the eye of faith. Get away from the negative stinking thinking. We have to do it. God is not going to do this. Faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. You're going to have to watch your ears and put God's word in there. Now, when they saw these giants, they got so discouraged. God had already told them this was their land, but they didn't believe it. They only believed what they saw with their eyes. They saw fear. They saw discouragement. What is it? Discourage. Discouragement means to cause someone to lose confidence or enthusiasm. Do you have people in your life that are trying to steal your enthusiasm away? They're trying to discourage you. They're trying to dishearten you, demoralize you, depress you, disappoint you, dampen someone's hopes. Do you know the kids, you guys out there, the kids are out there committing suicide. Psychiatrists say when they do that they've lost all hope. They don't have any hope. And you want to know why? We are triune, man is body, soul, spirit, but we're not dealing with chemical imbalance. Some people have a real chemical imbalance. They need to call 911. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man, but we have to be careful with our mind, and we have to make sure that we're not meditating on negative things, because that will discourage you. It will take your hope away. And I get bombarded with negative things. I have 3 grandchildren, 2 children, and I am bombarded with problems all the time. And I have to trust the Lord, and I have to not let these burdens crush me and intimidate me and unnerve me. I have to say, wait a minute, wait a minute. I have to be like Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb, the negative spies came out. They disheartened everybody. When the other spies came out of the promised land, these people were so full of fear, it said their hearts melted within them, because negativity transfers. Have you ever been around negative people? They never say something nice to you. They're always critical. It comes to dishearten you. It comes to take your courage away. There's not a lot of people that encourage you. And I hope this show encourages you. I hope this show lifts your spirit up. Keep your spirit up. You could do it. We have God Almighty on our back. He is the heavens. We are the ones that are like grasshoppers next to God. These evil people are nothing to God. These evil people and your enemies, God said He's going to bring your enemies to your feet. We don't have to be scared of these evil people, because we have God Almighty, and these people are grasshoppers next to God. But we have to have confidence. We need to get our faith up. And the darkness, the gloominess, is coming to discourage you every day. It's coming to disappoint you. to dampen your hope, to unnerve you, intimidate you, crush you, deject you. It's coming to unman you. What does unman you? To take away your self-control, to where you're overeating, overdrinking, doing drugs. People that are doing drugs out there, a lot of kids are doing drugs because they have been unmanned. They don't have any, their courage has been taken away, their manly vigor, their fortitude, their spirit. They've been castrated, emasculated. They're paralyzed. The fears out there come to paralyze you, deprive you of your strength. They come to cause you not to act. We need our men out there. We need all of our boys out there. We need to encourage all the young boys that they can stand up against the evil because God's got their back. But what happens is all these fears come to steal them and emasculate and stresses them out, depriving them of manly characteristics by removing something essential, okay? And another way that discouragement can come in is through indolence, which is laziness, idleness, sloth, dullness, inaction, lifelessness, sluggishness. All that is the opposite of energy. All that darkness comes to discourage you and take all your energy away. And I'm coming to try to bring your energy in here. I'm trying to give you courage. I don't want your hearts melted. I want to instill courage. What is courage? Courage is the ability to just do something that frightens someone else. It means strength in the face of pain or grief. Another synonym would be bravery, braveness, pluckiness, valor, fearlessness. You know, my grandson said to me the other day, he said, KK, I have a fear of heights. And I said, why do you have a fear of heights? He said, well, he went on some roller coaster ride in Tampa. And I said, you know, those rides, some of those rides scare me too, because there's a natural fear, but there's an unnatural fear, an unhealthy natural fear, and you have to help the kids overcome their fears and their anxieties. And you help to help put courage in them and help them to be daring and bold. The opposite of daring and bold is coward and timidity. A lot of people don't live their dreams because you got to step out of the box. You have to step out of your comfort zone. I've had to step out of my comfort zone. I could have a nice, comfortable life, teach in school, have the summers off, get off at 3, have a 401k. Oh, no, but I had to step out of the box and go to Wall Street. No money to do this. No backup money. I've just been walking by sheer faith and doing it with pennies, absolute pennies. And God has drizzled the pennies in, but he's getting ready to roll the money in. And I know he's been working on me. He's been tweaking me, and he's been getting me humbled. He has humbled me and stripped me of any pride so that he can make this show more valuable, because nobody needs to hear my pride and what about me. They need to hear what God can do. I need to get out of the way. I need to get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit come on in here. And so God's been working on me for years, okay? And God has been stripping me and so that I can do a show that can have excellence. And I need more power. I need the Holy Spirit to come in here and lift you up and do what I cannot do. So why don't we just say a prayer right now? If you're listening to me, you've never had Jesus in your heart, you need to come on into God's family. You need to come on in out of that darkness out there. That darkness is fear. It's loneliness. It is absolute gloominess. Come on into the light. Come into the sunshine. Come on into the sunshine with the Lord. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive us of our filthy sins. We receive your Holy Spirit. We receive your word. We're going to believe you. We are casting out all the negative darkness. We are going to forgive ourselves. We are going to forgive everybody. And we're going to let the Holy Spirit come on in there and bring in the sunshine. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you did that, that's just the beginning of your walk with God. And it's going to take a lifetime. It's going to take a lifetime. I still don't know everything. I study all day long, and I'm still learning. But I'm trying to impart a little bit of what I have learned through the years. And it's not easy. It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's worth every minute that you spend with the Lord. It's worth it. It says, come to me. It says in Numbers chapter 11, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart. Now, how many people need rest for your souls? I need rest for my soul. And when my soul is not at rest, then I check my pride. And I say, Kay, humble yourself. Humble yourself, because you are worrying. And you are not trusting. You are not humble, and you're not trusting God's word. You need to stand on God's word. And I just say, Father, forgive me if I have pride, and I just humble myself right now. And it just goes, okay? And I have to continually do this, because God has these promises for us, but we can't be like those negative spies. We have to say, okay, we're facing the giants, we're facing the problems, we're facing the doctor's report, we're facing the rebellious kids, we're facing the car accident, the taxes, we're facing all these things. These are giants. These are fortified, real worldly things. How do we do it? Well, we're not supposed to be like the negative spies. The negative spies didn't get their prosperity. They didn't get the dessert. They stayed out in the wilderness with the snakes. And God waited 40 years, and all those men died out because they didn't believe God. And the women and children got to come in to the promised land. Don't die out there in the wilderness with the snakes. Come on into the dessert. God has dessert for you, a land flowing with milk and honey. He wants your dreams to come true. And it's not going to happen overnight. This took years for this. Okay? It takes years. Abraham, we're children of Abraham. He got his promise at 110 years old. He got Isaac. But he had to wait and wait and wait. God was dealing with Abraham. And God makes me wait too. I have to wait a long time because I haven't had any patience. And God's working on our patience. And all these promises, they come with faith and patience. Patience is the hardest fruit to grow. Love is patient. I am so impatient. I want everything yesterday. And I'm a fruit like we talked about yesterday. Keep believing. Keep believing your dreams. I have seen so many financial miracles. I have seen healing miracles. I've seen people full of cancer healed. I have seen it. But we got 1 minute left. I want you guys that are listening tonight, if you're doing drugs, come on into God's family. Come on into God's light. That is darkness. That is going to bring you straight to hell. You need to come on into God's family today and contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. And we love you. God loves you. God has unconditional love. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how deep you are in the darkness. He wants you to come on in today. God doesn't care. Just let it go. Don't beat yourself over the head. Just forgive yourself and come on into God. God will cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. I don't care how much sin you've done. Jesus' blood has paid the price for the most evil sinner. And this song, you got to be bad, you got to be bold, you got to keep it together, you got to stay sweet, you got to forgive, you got to have faith, and love will save the day. Love, God is love, and He loves you. All I know, love will save the day. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.